All right, we got J.R. Richardson on the horn here with us again. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Happy fall, you know.
I think
UP has its faults in the winter, but the fall isn't one of them, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I always say, you know, I love winter in December, and it's okay in January. February, I'm starting to get kind of sick of it, and then by March, I'm ready to, you know, keep sharp objects away from me.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
But I do love fall. Fall is my absolute favorite time to be in the UP. September, October, November. You know, we got lots going on right now. Bird season's open. Bear season's open. Getting ready for opening a waterfowl. In fact, I'm going to be talking to Barb Abers, I believe, tomorrow about opening the waterfowl season. But let's start today, if you don't mind, my friend, with the NRC meeting that took place in the Western UP. How'd that go?
We had a meeting in Ironwood. And the meeting went well, and it was very well attended. It always, you know, puts joy in my heart to see the amount of people that will come and speak at those meetings when we have in the Upper Peninsula, because it is the time that we can go out and the locals can vent on the things that are bothering them. And we had some real good conversations about, you know, there's a pretty high density of wolf population up on the western end.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that were very concerned about what we're going to do about that. We explained that they're the endangered species and all that stuff. And, you know, we talked a lot about the predator-prey study, and we've done that in low snowfall, medium snowfall, and we're about to do that in high snowfall areas. So, you know, the people are very interested in what we're doing to try to help the deer population out. Because, you know, you can still see, I don't know how it is on the eastern end, I'm sure there's a lot more deer, but on the western end, we're still feeling the effects of those tough winters, obviously. And anything we can do, from coyote hunting to habitat restoration, is number one on a lot of people's minds, and that came up a lot in the meeting.
Well, hopefully that's going to change to include wolves here. You know, October, I believe, is when the big lawsuit will be filed.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We're following that, and we won't know until it happens. So, you know, all we can do is we have our wolf management plan in place, and whenever they turn that management over to us, we're ready to manage. So.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I've heard is a lot of good things about bear hunting. And there's a lot of bears, and people are very having a great time out in the woods bear hunting this year. So I went out to go partridge hunting on Saturday and Sunday. And both days I ended up going a brook trout fishing instead because it's still pretty leafy in the woods. And next thing I know, I'm staring at a creek, and then I'll stop, catch a brook trout in its fall colors, and then I'm hooked and I'm gone for 3 hours.
Yep. And the trout fishing has just been stupendous last couple of weeks. So
yeah.
I'm right there with you on that. I mean, the grouse hunting is fun and all, but the real good grouse hunting doesn't happen for another week or two.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's timely. I mean, we got till the 30th of September to do this fall brook trout fishing, and I think it's a ceremony to go on the last day all the time, and I'm going to spend as much time on the woods between now and then as I possibly can. I just put my vacation slip in, actually.
Well, we got to get into grouse and bear hunting, including this massive 600-plus pounder that Richard P. Smith clued us into, and we're going to talk to him today about as well. But stay tuned for part two with J.R. Richardson from the NRC, and we'll jump into this and more in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.